Good morning, Professor. We broadcast to Afghanistan, and I'm pretty sure you know it's hot on the agenda of the new administration. Our radio is reaching about 60% of the adult population, so I hope you consider this as a soft power. My question is identical to Gulnaz's. Is the hard power is pretty much in action in Afghanistan, and so what is your advice to the administration, because they've been thinking to use the soft power there? How could they use the soft power? And what is your advice to us if we are soft power? What should we do to reach better to these people? Thank you.
Well, I'm not an expert on Afghanistan, and I don't envy my friend Dick Holbrooke, who's supposed to be finding out a strategy. But my impression is that even the military in charge in Afghanistan realizes that we cannot shoot our way out of this problem, that there isn't a what the military calls a kinetic solution to Afghanistan, that obviously you can't provide clinics and aid and schools when people are killing the aid workers. So you do have to have a measure of security, which is based on hard power. But it's also true that unless you have ways to attract the civilian population, you're never going to be able to solve this problem. And I think the kinds of strategy that General Petraeus has talked about on counterinsurgency, which we developed primarily or first for Iraq, but then maybe trying to apply now in Afghanistan, makes very clear that the battle for hearts and minds is a large part of what goes on in counterinsurgency. I think the fact that that if you look at polls for what they're worth in Afghanistan, I don't know how valuable they are, but we've been losing popularity rather than gaining it. And part of this, I'm told, is because of the large number of civilian casualties that are incurred. This makes it very difficult because you have to have enough hard power to provide security to be able to provide, aid. But if you wield it in a way which produces a lot of collateral damage, you undercut your basic objective, which is to win the hearts and minds of a majority of the population. And that's going to be the difficult part of the strategy. Obviously, broadcasting and information is part of it, but even the best broadcasting doesn't help with a family that's just lost a dozen of its members to an airstrike that went awry. So we're going to have to develop a strategy which is more subtle than that which we've used in the past. And I think this is something which Petraeus has talked about, something which I think Holbrooke fully understands. He's a very able diplomat. And I think I wish I were enough of an expert to tell you the details of how to do it. I'm not. But I think that's the general guideline of what we should be aiming for.
If I may, Akbar, and throw it back to you, you get hundreds of phone calls and emails and letters every week to your bureau in Kabul and to the headquarters here in Prague. What do you hear from your listeners? You're the most popular station in the country, about the U.S. standing and perception and the issue of casualties.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jeff. I think Professor is right. What we are getting in these emails is mostly about how the popularity of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan is decreasing, and it's just because due to the civilian casualties. And 90% of the letters are asking how can security be provided to the Afghans. And that's probably the number one concern that we see in the letters and in the messages that we're receiving. And of course, they don't think that the United States is as committed as it was at the beginning, and it was showing to be committed. So that's where probably one of the reasons that the popularity is decreasing of the U.S. forces in the presence there is because we're not reaching really to those people, to the heart and minds of those people, and we're not providing the clinics, and we're not providing the first necessity of lives for them. So that's probably the first thing that we should be aiming at. And you're right that to provide that security has to be there.
Are you optimistic that a new strategy can overcome the problems?
Professor, we don't know the new strategy yet.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Hopefully somebody would explain it to us. And our central newsroom is trying to get to the State Department or White House to get the strategy. Hopefully when President Obama visits us, he will tell us.